This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. U.S. law enforcement authorities say they are confident of maintaining safety during next Wednesday's inauguration, despite warnings about further violence in Washington and around the country. Some 21,000 National Guardsmen will be backed by hundreds of federal agents and local and state police officers. After visiting with some military groups already on duty in Washington, Vice President Mike Pence on Thursday thanked the FBI for aggressively pursuing those responsible for the attack on the U.S. Capitol last week. The FBI has arrested dozens of people in connection with the rioting and expects more arrests in the coming weeks. States across the country have also increased security in response to the FBI warning. The number of coronavirus cases continues to go upwards, with more than 93 million global infections and nearly 2 million worldwide deaths, according to Johns Hopkins University. The U.S. remains at the top of the list with the most cases and deaths. Hopkins reports more than 23 million COVID-19 cases here in the U.S., with a death toll rapidly approaching 400,000. Some states have vaccinated their frontline workers, opening vaccination centers for older people, but have been overrun with requests. President-elect Joe Biden announced a nearly $2 trillion American rescue plan for the pandemic and U.S. economic crisis, with $400 billion of the package slated for COVID-19 outbreak. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. Also, on the VOA mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. A strong, shallow earthquake shook Indonesia's Sulawesi Island just after midnight Friday, causing landslides, killing at least 34 people and injuring more than 200 others. Search rescue teams are collecting information from the devastated area. Thousands of displaced people were evacuated to temporary shelters. On Thursday, a magnitude 5.9 undersea quake hit the same region, damaging several homes but causing no apparent casualties. More searchers and rescuers joining the search Friday for wreckage and victims from an Indonesian plane that crashed last week in the Java Sea. The Sriwijaya Airjet disappeared Saturday, minutes after takeoff from Jakarta, with 62 people aboard. One official said 12 victims have already been identified. One black box containing flight data was recovered Tuesday. Search personnel have also recovered plane parts and human remains from the Java Sea. Indonesia's National Transportation Safety Committee has said the crew did not declare an emergency or report any technical problems before the plane plunged into the sea minutes after taking off from Jakarta in heavy rain. Uganda's Electoral Commission says President Yoweri Museveni leads in Thursday's election, with results in from 29% of polling stations receiving 63% of ballots, while top opposition candidate Bobi Wine has 28%. Wine, a popular singer turned lawmaker half the president's age, alleges that the vote in the East African country was rigged. The Electoral Commission on Friday replied that the burden is on him to prove it. Final election results are expected by Saturday evening. And a much-anticipated delayed World Health Organization team investigating the origins of the coronavirus are in Wuhan, China. It has been a year since the first reports of the disease emerged from Wuhan. In another news, the head of the World Food Bank program appealed to the Trump administration Thursday to reverse this decision, designating a Yemeni rebel group as a terrorist entity, saying millions would slide into famine in the war-torn country as a result because food imports would shrink. For more news, as always, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting VOA News.